Thank you for joining me again today. This week, we finished our in-depth look at the eyewitness testimony John the Baptist gives of the Lord Jesus Christ over in John chapter 1 and verses 29 and 36. Let me get that on your mind again. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's John 1:29. I divided this into three parts, and we finished our look at all three. Sin of the world, Lamb of God, and takes away. This week, I've wanted to encourage those of you believers who may have had some doubt as to whether or not Jesus really does take away your sin. I hope you have found this helpful. I think of the words of the Apostle John in 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's from 1 John 1, 9, near the end of the Bible. And doesn't that give us such assurance? God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Indeed, God forgives and forgets sin. And there is a very important start to this verse that I want you to see. It begins, "If we confess our sins." One of the big reasons why Christians, those who have trusted Christ for the forgiveness of sin, often feel that, well, has God really forgiven me? Is because we do not confess present sin to Jesus. Confession of sin is a lost practice among many evangelicals, and that is upsetting because the Bible continually calls us to repent of our sin by confessing it, by telling Jesus about it. So today, may I suggest a couple of practical ways to do this. How do I confess my sin to God? God expects me to do it, but how? I have two ways. The first is to focus a portion of your daily prayers to God by simply saying to Him, "This is my sin, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me of it. I have sinned against you by..." And here you want to name the actual sins. Be specific. This is often best done at the end of a day when you can reflect on your day, look back and say, "Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Or what was I thinking?" Be honest with yourself and with your God. He knows every motivation of your heart. He sees with crystal clarity your sin. In fact, He knows your sin better than you do. So there's no fooling God. There's no need to pretty yourself up before you confess your sin to Him. Most Christians I know, if they confess sin at all, they do so by being very general. Maybe you hide behind specifics with the general, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Of course, there is nothing wrong with praying the prayer that the Lord taught us to pray, but do not ever use it as a routine way of asking forgiveness. Where is your sorrow for sin? Does your heart break because of your disobedience? Trust me, the more time you spend in daily prayer naming your sins, the more convicted you will be of sin, and the more you will be transformed into an obedient child of God. If you're struggling to obey the Lord in some way, with some persistent sin, then start to deal with that sin in prayer. You might pray something like this: "Lord Jesus, I'm bringing to you name of specific sin again. I'm tired of telling you about this. Have mercy on me. Deliver me from this evil. I know you forgive me and take away my sin, but this one in particular keeps hanging on. Please give me the grace and the strength to do what you want me to do. Amen." I've never met a believer who does not, each one, have usually one or maybe two sins that are just very difficult to overcome. Satan knows our weaknesses, and he attacks right there, repeatedly. Still in 1 John, and this time chapter 2 and verse 16, listen to the word of God. 1 John 2 and verse 16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Most of our habitual sin is summarized here. For most men listening to me, that is the sin of lust. You just find it very difficult to overcome looking at women who are not your wives with sex as your intent. Maybe these are real live women and or images that you can't take your eyes off on your computer or phone. For women, lust can definitely also be a pervasive sin, but it may also be another. For example, the boastful pride of life. In the churches I have been a part of, I have met many proud women who use the sin of gossip and talking behind people's backs to malign a person's character, to get a hold of and maintain power. The Bible calls this pride. Whatever those sins are that you find yourself continually having to deal with, take them to Jesus in prayer. And here I am speaking of personal and private prayer. You might say, I'm just too busy and I'm too tired to pray every night. Okay, then, pick the time of day or night that you are least busy and least tired and put your prayer there. No more excuses. Make prayer for the forgiveness of sin a priority in this new month and in a year that is still young. That's the first way you can confess your sins, as 1 John 1:9 says. And here's the second. Find a trustworthy Christ follower, someone you know well, and ask them, can I tell you about my sin? I think of James chapter 5 and verse 16, confess your sins to one another. Now, do not just pick any person. In order to feel comfortable sharing your sin, the other person has to be someone who's a genuine believer in Jesus Christ and is trustworthy. They are not going to hear your sin and then go tell anyone else, let alone everyone else, about it. Do not confess your sin to a known gossip. Do not do that. And here, of course, is where the local church is so important and essential. We live in a time when many Christians, burnt by someone in their church, have left the church and have never found another one to be a part of. It's not that you cannot get to church, say with a physical handicap or old age. Certainly, I understand if you're not able to go, and many people faithfully listening to the radio do so because you're not able to leave your home or nursing home or hospital, what have you. Please understand, I am not directing my current comments to you. But I am addressing those of you Christians who have slipped away from the local church. Perhaps you had good reason to do so for a season, but now the seasons are getting longer and longer, and now you find yourself outside of fellowship of other believers. And now, who are you going to confess your sin to? Look, I know from personal experience how hurtful, sadly, the church can be. But I want to urge you today to do something about this. It's Thursday. You have 3 days to Sunday. Find a church that preaches and lives the gospel and go there this week. Be bold and have courage. Get in your car or hop on the bus or the T and go. Now, why have I shared all of this? I've encouraged being part of a local church because it is in the church where you form relationships with God's people, and there you will find another brother, if you're a man, or another sister, if you're a woman, and you can say, here's the sin I'm struggling with. Pray for me. Encourage me. Call me this week and check on me. If you see or hear me practicing this sin, can you confront me? I give you permission to do so. That's James 5:16 in action. That is obeying the word of God. I do not agree with Roman Catholic theology or practice. Confessionals in which a priest sits on one side and a person on the other, and the parishioner speaks of their sin, and the priest tells them what to do to regain favor with God. This is not biblical. The Bible teaches us direct confession of sin to God with no intermediary. However, evangelicals, Protestants, have typically sprinted in the other direction. We never confess our sins to anybody, and therefore we have no support, no help, no conviction to stop sinning. This is a major problem for most Christians. If you're outside the community life of the body of Christ, I encourage you to get inside, come out of the cold. Or maybe you're already inside, nice and warm, but you have been avoiding sharing with another trusted believer your struggle with sin. My friends, take a step today to do something about this. Be vulnerable. Be the first. confess your sins to another follower of Christ. How do I confess my sin? God expects me to do it, but how? I've given you two practical ways. And all the while, do not lose sight of 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What is going to happen when you confess your sins to God in private and personal prayer? He will forgive and cleanse you by taking away your sin, by setting you free from your sin. What is going to happen when you confess your sins to one another and pray to God for one another? God will forgive and cleanse you by taking away your sin. God will forget confessed sin, and God will move in your church in a mighty way as the people of God confess their sins to one another, as the people of God actually obey the Word of God. You know, Satan would have us believe that we're never, ever going to be able to stop sinning. He convinces us that we're powerless, and so we start accepting sin as a natural and normal part of life. Then we grow discouraged, and we give up, and we give in. But I'm telling you today, based on the truth of Scripture and from personal experience, you are no victim. As a Christ follower, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and he gives you every single resource you need to give up your life of sin and to live a life of total and complete obedience to God. The question is, are you willing? Think about it, pray about it, and join me tomorrow, for God is.